And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa, and we're having a great time here with Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3, talking some fishing and getting some fiddle out.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Great times here. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning at 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Or send us a text at Let's Talk Hookup app. The only way you can get your text questions in. We got a big pile of them we're going to be reading here in the second hour. And again, giving away such a killer prize. One of our lucky callers or texters at the end of the show is going to get themselves a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. You're going to get a gift certificate that'll get you any pair of Costas on CostaDelMar.com. Up to $300. Callers and texters both eligible for winning that killer prize. And we're going to have Captain Andy flip our prize coin at the end of the show to designate whether that winner's coming from the callers or the texters. A great show.
For sure. We've got some very patient callers, very patient texters. You have a great text, right?
I thought so, for sure. Yeah, this one was from Andrew. Says, I got a question. I absolutely love the Rooster. Can you recommend a trip to break my 16-year-old son into the long-range experience? We've done some local fishing. Also, I have a question. I know that some boats have offered payment plans. Does the Rooster offer any type of program where I can make a few payments throughout the year to get us both on our long-range trip? Love the Rooster.
Okay, well, that'll be an easy one to answer. On the payment plan thing, yeah, it's what a lot of guys will do is they'll put down $500 and then they'll just send in 50 a month, you know, or $100 a month. And then when it comes down to getting on the boat, then you just pay the balance of it. And there's no interest payment on it. So you can contact Maria there in the office at 619-224-3857. Some of the trips, I mean, you might be interested in doing something a little bit longer. I don't know if you're thinking about a three-day. Kind of a cool three-day trip is a pelagic trip that we do, and there's a lot of giveaways and stuff like that. And then we got another trip with Grunden that there's a lot of giveaways. I'm not really sure what length of a trip. If I was bringing my son, well, he's 26 now, so I probably
and he's
be,
running the boat.
And he's on the boat. So let's scratch that. But when I did bring my son out when he was a little guy, I'd bring him out on anything from a 5 to an 8 day trip. You know, he did a little bit longer trips just to kind of it's a little different tempo. You know, you got more time. It's not a mad panic. You know, oh, I got to justify being here. I got to catch. And people aren't grinding your kid into the deck on a trip, you know. So you might think about a 6, you know, or even as long as an 8 day trip. I'll tell you what, taking a kid down to that ridge and fishing that yellowfin and that yellowtail and taking a chance of wahoo, it's an arena where there's 24-hour action on variety fish. Cast a bait out, bam, I'm on. And a lot of kids really enjoy that. So I guess it just depends on the caliber of fishing. You know, that deep drop bluefin nighttime thing, it's a little rugged on a young man.
On any man.
But I don't know if that might not be his cup of tea, especially if there's not much daytime fishing. You know, you can stay up and drop some, you know, giant jig down 300 feet and crank it up. I don't know if that's...
So let me ask you this, Andy. I know the Red Rooster's super popular. Trips are fully booked up. Are there actually spots available on trips next year?
There's a few. I mean, literally a few. And you know, the thing is we do give people 2 weeks to rebook after the trip. So, like, some of the trips, just call and...
And get on the wait list, though. That's important, right? Because people drop off.
Yeah, a wait list is kind of tough. For me and if I was taking my kid, I'd have a tough time with it. I'd be like, ugh, really? I'm on standby?
Yeah.
So the earlier that you do it is the better, you know? And just say, look, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to put down $1,000, and then I'm going to send you $100 a month. you know, or $200 a month.
Right.
Or $300 a month.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time to go on the trip, you come down, you pay the balance, and you're on. You know, it makes it a little easier to swallow it. Because the fishing is expensive. I agree. Not
well,
only
fuel, food,
surcharges, you know, the fuel increase and the inflation, I mean, we're all feeling it, and you just need to strategize a little differently and maybe do interest-free payments throughout the year so that it's a softer landing.
There you go. Good idea. Here's another great text from Kurt in Vista. He says, a.k.a. Professor Pinky. Andy wanted to give you a huge shout-out to Andy and Ethan, Brian, JT, Jason, and the whole crew at our top-notch. June heat trip this year was off the charts. 360 Wahoo, personal best on Yellowfin. Met some new great friends. Trip of a lifetime. Just wanted to say thank you and looking forward to next year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so you got a lot of fans out there, Andy.
Yeah,
sure.
That's great.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick. They're packed up, and they want to talk to Andy.
You got it. We're going to talk to Ryan. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Come on, Ryan. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Ryan?
Looks like we might have lost Ryan, so why don't we jump right back in and talk to Bill. Bill's calling from San Diego. What's up, Bill? Thanks for joining us.
Bill?
Okay, so while we're waiting for the phones to straighten out here, good morning. If you go to one of the Riviera trips, you want to fish. Do you fish out of a pongo or on the Red Rooster? Could you please talk more about that? Which is a good question because mangrove fishing is unbelievable.
It's so hard to navigate in there. And the only place that I can take the big boat, it's all sand. So there is basically no fishing that I can call fishing. I mean, you can drop a line over the side, but that's lame.
On the big boat.
Yeah, that's lame. You're not set up on something good. all of the actual fishing is contracted out to one of the locals because they know where to go, too. I don't know where to go. I mean, I'm just going to drive down there and hope for the best. I'd rather have you pick, I think it's $300 for the day, and you go out, and you got somebody that lives there that will take you to these little holes in these little spots. And that's your best bet. I mean, and guys did have a great time doing it. The fishing that I've seen over my career is absolutely spectacular. You've never seen anything like it in the world.
Yeah.
So to
you hear legendary fishing, and some of the spots that you're talking about are pretty much untouched.
Untouched. So it's hard to say whether that mangrove is going to feel the flavor that you're looking for. I really don't know.
Time to do that in between the whales and stuff like that if you wanted to take a half day and go mangrove fishing.
Absolutely. Some people just did that instead of a day of whaling.
Oh, okay.
You know,
days of whaling do you do?
Two.
You do two?
Yeah, do the first day, then do the hike the next day, travel mangrove, do the hike and the travel the next day, and then do a whaling the next morning, and then do a travel back down.
Okay, so you're on the boat for 4 days.
Three full days, four nights.
I got you.
It's a four-day trip. Exactly the same.
So are you able to fly in and out the same day, or do you have to spend a night in La Paz?
You can come in. If you fly in at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, the couriers wait till 3.
Okay.
So then, because see, what happens is if you get there too late, I can't get the ponga out.
Gotcha.
They won't come out in the dark. I don't blame them.
Right.
You know, so ideally, and it worked out last time, so I'm assuming it'll work out this time. Everyone got on the courier just after noon, got down to Port Ochale at 3, and they were on the boat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it worked out perfect.
And then going home, they just left early and just got on a flight?
We usually unloaded about 10 a.m., and then they get to their flight at 12:30.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Easy.
Whatever it was.
But if you wanted to spend a night or two in La Paz, it's a beautiful city.
A lot of people did.
Great place.
A lot of people did. Yeah. They just incorporated it into a longer vacation
where
they stayed in La Paz or they stayed in Loreto. Another one, you know, and then they did some activities and then came down and did that and then wouldn't finish their vacation.
But if you wanted to come in and out the same day, piece of cake.
Absolutely.
I love the idea. It's only an hour and a half van ride.
It's nice.
That's
well, the thing is you figure you get on the airplane out of TJ, if that's practical for you.
Yeah. Or L.A.
You're actually on the boat that night. You wake up in the morning in your house and you're on the boat that afternoon.
That's In Mag Bay.
How about that? So that's the dazzling part. You're like, wow, here we are, modern day, modern travel.
When are these trips, and how many of them are there?
There's three trips, and they're all in February.
All right, so all in February. So if you go to redrooster3.com, And you can kind of look up the schedule.
You can go to that website and get links to it, or you can go to RedRooster3Cruise.com.
Oh, okay. So you have a separate website.
Yeah, there's a separate little website. And there's not much to it, but you can check out some other little links and icons that will give you more information. The most important thing, I think, is what tells on the website is the itinerary.
Okay.
Exactly what happens, presumably what happens. Because things change depending on weather. Might modify what you do that particular day, but for the most part, things remain the same. I think that this is a big opportunity for people that have come out on the boat and their wife doesn't want to come out on the boat and go fishing. Maybe she gets seasick. Maybe, you know, you go,
and
you
again,
know what?
You're not going to be in the ocean. You'll be in the bay the whole time.
And like, hey, you know what, man? I'm going to take my wife out, because I've been coming out on this boat for 15 years, and I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I would love her to have the experience to come out and
see what it's like.
And see what it's about.
Food, accommodation.
But doing something that she's going to want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Super
so
smart.
I would say last year, 90% was couples.
Nice.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
And it fulfilled all of their expectations. It was
sounds fantastic.
It was great.
It really does. Yeah. And again, it's only three trips, only limited to 24 people per trip, and it's $1,800 per person.
That includes really the cool activities.
That includes everything.
Yeah.
Everything except
the
your
fishing
flight.
No, except
and
for the fishing.
And the fishing.
If you want a charter for fishing, that's extra.
But if you didn't want to fish, That's it.
That's what you got.
That's cool. Well, let's jump back on the phone.
Yeah, you got it. How about this time we talk to Jim calling us from National City? What's up, Jim? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. A couple of things. First, I want to give my condolences to Cliff. It's Cliff's family. You know, Cliff was a great guy for
Cliff from
Let's Talk Cookup. I used to love to listen to him. He would talk about his trips to Canada, Alaska, to the High Sierras, and he was so descriptive, he almost made you feel like you were right there. But anyway, my condolences go out to Cliff's family there. And the other thing I wanted to talk to the skipper about was I used to fish with your father on the New Loan quite a bit, but I was wondering, how's your dad doing? Is he fishing anymore? Does he go on your boat? Does he run any boats nowadays? So maybe you can elaborate on that, Skipper.
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about his well-being. He's doing good. He spent quite a bit of time with us on Red Rooster, filling in trips after he had sold the New Loan to Marcus. And he stayed busy. Welcome, you know, he kind of ran that to the end. And now he just hangs around Point Loma and he comes out on occasional short trips. I know he likes going out on the Mission Bell and does trips out there with those guys. They do little boutique trips. So he's doing good, to answer your question. He's fine. Thank you for asking.
Kind of semi-retired?
Absolutely retired, 100%.
Zero semi. Good for him, man.
Yeah.
He earned it. No doubt about that.
Thank you for asking. That was nice of you to ask.
Thanks, cool. Jim.
Hey, another great text came through almost along the same lines. Andy, I always get nostalgic when you're on the show. The first overnight trip of my life in 1980-something was with your dad on the Loan. My first multi-trip was a five-day in 1990-something with you on the Rooster. My question is, when you're not working on the boat, what kind of fishing is your favorite recreationally?
You know what I like to do? I like to go up and spend a day snowboarding, and then I like to grab my little four-pound test outfit and walk down to Pleasant Valley Reservoir and catch trout, and then take them home and put them on the pan.
There you go.
That's cool. I wouldn't have guessed
awesome.
That. That's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's cool.
That's my speed.
So speaking of family, your son, Andy, is also on the boat.
Correct.
Yeah, and he's a captain.
Yep.
Yeah, and now, did you work for your dad on the Loan?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, whether I wanted to or not. people don't understand that the surfing thing was the capital at that point.
And yeah, you are a hardcore surfer.
And every time the grades would dip down, the boards would go over here at Sun Harbor in the locker.
Oh,
no way. Yeah, the boards would go in the locker, and then if that didn't do it, and it was summertime, then I was on the boat.
Oh, okay.
So there was a method to the madness. unbelievably, I made it through school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it worked. Yeah. There was something to it.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to lock the boards up for Andy Jr.?
No.
No, he loves being on the boat.
Yeah, he likes being on the boat. I don't... It's just some point.
Yeah.
Everybody loves being on the boat for some point. But yeah. He's doing great, man.
That's right.
Yeah, him and Ethan and Jason and Kevin, they're all good kids. You know, it's one of those things with these industries. It's like any industry. You have a crew for, I would say, a solid 4 or 5 kids for probably 8 or 10 years. And then once the guys grow up and they have a family, and then they get onto something that's 9 to 5. It's just the way it is. Because there's so few jobs, operator jobs, second jobs, there's cook jobs, but there's so few long-term titles on these
right.
boats.
Sure.
It's, you know, once you get into your late 30s, you're like, boy, do I want to be a deckhand forever?
Yeah.
Some people do, and they're comfortable, and hallelujah. I think it's awesome.
Does Andy have the aspirations to be...
I think he would like to.
He wants to run the trips.
Yeah, I think he would like to run some trips here, possibly next year.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see how it fits in.
He's 26, right?
Just don't want to get him into a situation that we don't have to. You know, Ethan's doing a great job right now.
Yeah.
And he's pulling the reins pretty good. And actually quite well. He's doing quite well.
Doing well.
And it's also one of those things where you got to bide your time.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's
pay your dues.
That's how it is, you know, whether it be when you're 24, whether it be when you're 28, whether it be when, you know, you got to wait until the opportunity comes up. And that's part of a lot of these guys that have made careers out of this industry, whether it be overnight boats or whether it be long range boats, is timing.
Yeah.
Timing and placement, man.
Right.
You don't just come in and, hey, I'm hired for this, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You got to go through the grind, man.
And keep. Yeah.
And the grind is longer or shorter just based on when you got lucky with your time.
It's exactly what it is when the opportunity comes up. It could be 2 years. It could be 7 years. You know, you don't know.
Yeah.
Usually it's a longer wait on a better platform.
Right.
You know, you're going to have to put in more time on a better platform.
On the Rooster, it's top line.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Yeah,
but you know, stuff happens. You get injuries. We need a guy to slide in. You get situations domestically where, you know, hey, and that's an opportunity for a young man to move in.
Right.
And he may have it, you know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's running the people and running the crew and doing a good job.
Like Bill Poole used to say, he's got fish sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He's fishy.
Yeah, he's fishy.
He also got to be people-y.
People, you also
got to be crewy.
Yeah. You got to kind of run the whole deal.
Yeah, and you also got to have a little wrench in your hands.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few attributes to it.
Well, below running the boat, how does a guy get his foot in the door? Like, how does it start? You know, I mean, you guys are the premier, highest echelon style of boat that runs. Like, how does a guy become the first round? Like, how do you get on the crew of the Rooster?
It's exactly the same that we talked about as being at the top. You know, I have guys that come in, and it's timing.
Mm-hmm.
And people come in, they'll do their rounds, like, in June, you know. In June, you've got 90% of these boats that are all back up to full speed, and all the crew's hungry. I'm going to run the trip. So I want to be on the trip. I want to be on the trip. So you don't have any availability. I would say if somebody's interested in coming down here and getting involved in this, and understands that they might be able to get a part of a season in, come down in September or October.
Yeah.
When
the crews are burned out.
People are sizzled. They're sizzled.
Yeah.
And you come down, but you got to understand that you might get your foot in the door and do September, October, November, and then you may not have much work. But come June, a mere 7 months later, you're going to be a commodity.
First call.
You're absolute commodity.
You probably have some boat work in there at some point, like the non-glorious stuff.
Well, I mean, if you're interested in doing this, your best bet would be to come down, get that September, October, November. And then go back and wait tables for 6 months, it does. And then show up in January or in June, go, hey, man, I'm ready to go. Remember me from last year?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, we do. You're on.
Yeah.
And then... See, a lot of these guys will do this, and they'll make enough money to fortify themselves, you know, throughout the year.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
the way
or do odd jobs.
The way our season's been going, you could show up in April now and start catching
fish.
That's the
thing,
right?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of these boats are going to start running in April. You know, April, May.
Yeah.
April last year was very good. May was very good. Ironically, I believe June was probably the slower of the month.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to continue with our bonus catch reports. We got Captain Aliar calling from the Polaris Supreme this morning. Morning, Aliar.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Excellent. Nice to hear from you, Aliar.
Good morning, Aliar.
Yeah, good morning. We just got in from a three-day trip. We were kind of fishing down the beach the last 2 weeks, but it was very good fishing. We had a limit to bluefin for 23 people. Real nice grade of fish, too, 60 to 80 pounders. So it was fun to do that. Nice change of pace.
And beautiful weather, too, right?
How about the just, it was limits of 60 to 80 pounders in you know, the middle. We're halfway through November.
Jeez,
you know,
that's awesome.
Just awesome, man. Really great.
Was that daytime fish?
We had a drift yesterday for 32 in the daytime.
Daytime, that's great, man.
Yeah, it was a long drift, and then most of that fish was at nighttime. So fun to do that again.
What a cool.
But we have some openings coming up. We have our next trip. It's a Seeker 9-day trip. It leaves the day after Thanksgiving, and we have we had a few cancellations, so we have four spots open on that trip, and then we have a 10-day right after that trip. With one spot open, and then we have 2 3-days after that with a few spots open. And that December time for that bluefin, you know, that it's my favorite time of the year. There's very few boats out there, and we had some really good fishing last year. So if you want to go bluefin fishing, that's probably my favorite time of the year to go, December.
Yeah, great weather, good fishing. Get on it. How do we get aboard the Polaris Supreme? We want to go.
Give Lindsay a call, 619-706-3634. Or go on PolarisSupreme.com. And these trips I just told you guys, besides that, the next time to come on the boat is going to be next December. We're sold out for a whole year.
Oh.
So if you guys want to go, this is going to be your chance, these next four trips or next December.
There you go. Hey, Aliar, keep up the good work, man. Appreciate your call this morning, and keep getting them.
That's cool.
All right.
See you guys.
Appreciate it, buddy. Hey, continue with the Catch Report. Time to find out what's biting. Our FishDope.com report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, now you can also purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish. There's spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, tuna burger, and that killer poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at Fisherman'sProcessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128.
And pick up your turkey brine, too, right?
Yeah.
At the Fish Pros the Market.
I talked to Sean. Yeah, $10. I'm on my way there.
There you go.
Get ready for that Thanksgiving bird. Hey, we're going to find out what's biting out there. We have your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Andy, Rick, Pete. What a great show. I love listening to Andy.
Hey, good morning.
That Lopez Mateo place is probably one of my very most favorite places in the whole world. And now that you're having the boat up there, oh, my God, I'm taking my wife for sure, because that's the biggest thing, is it's kind of like prehistoric type of fishing. So Kelly's heard about it for years, and I'm thinking really hard about doing that for February for Kelly for my birthday.
No,
that would be spectacular. No, it's insane up there, gang. If anybody's listening, you can't even comprehend how insane it is. That's my favorite. It's a five-hour drive from my house, and it's like going to Mammoth for me, and we go up there and fish that mangroves. It's incredible. But, gang, the fishing right now, like Frank was saying, this is the time you've all been waiting for. You can go pick a boat and go out on it. I mean, you go with Aliar, come on. Nobody's been able to get on that boat for a very long time. There's so much good bluefin fishing, but besides that, Catalina is still on fire. The volume of bonita out there we haven't seen in a very, very long time, and that bonita stretches all the way down to the Coronados and on the coast. I don't know the last time we saw bonita, this big of a volume of bonita in so many places. It's out on the Cortez, it's on the Tanner, it's up in Santa Monica Bay, it's at the Horseshoe. This bonita spread out all over the place. And the last time we saw bonita in this volume, we caught those fish the following year with the long fins on their sides. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but the last time we saw this much bonita, that's what happened. So
when I was
who knows
kid,
what's going to happen.
It was a thing, and then the next year you catch the longfin, the albacore, yeah. No,
right. I don't know if it'll happen or not, but if we say it enough times, eventually one year it will happen.
Okay, it's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to happen, that's for sure. But, yeah, there's no reason to not go fishing. The weather's spectacular. There's plenty of room on all the boats. It's the time to go right now.
It is the insider's top hint is go fishing right now. And fishdope.com has those insider looks for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code hookupnow. Lowercase, no space. Hookupnow is your $20 code. How do we find you?
And one more thing, Pete. I know you're in a hurry, but Cliff Friend, what a great human being. I had an opportunity to fish with him and his old partner on their Boston Whaler. This guy was just first class. Cared about the industry so much, was there always for everybody. He was always there. Loved you so much, Cliff. You were the man for the industry. Thank you so much for everything you did. Your saltwaterguide.com. You can find me anywhere on any social media. If you don't see me, then you're probably your social media is not working proper.
That's true. Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to
all right, you guys.
Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too. See ya.
See you, Dave. All right, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report again. Sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. That's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, the full deli, all the snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the brand new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. And the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for all the info.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Robert from Canyon Country, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Robert, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Great show, guys. So I'm a little confused. I've been hearing all week and on the show last week about how the weather is so great. I'm here in Santa Clarita, and we've had 70-mile-an-hour winds and red flag warnings.
It's so
I don't understand the wind.
I was talking to somebody up in L.A., and they were talking about how high the winds were, and I'm looking outside here. It is like flat calm, just no wind at all.
I wish there was like a webcam we could show you, man. It is. It is flat, gorgeous down here right now this morning.
And the thing is, too, is look at that windy app, the windy.com app. It'll show you what it's like. And, you know, it's funny, Andy, you talk about going skiing. Ron Lane was up at Manor. I thought, oh, man, this week, you know, he snowboarded Wednesday, Thursday. Said there was no wind up there and nobody up there. So
it's all wind and no people.
Yeah.
Incredible
coverage. So you just don't know, right? You just don't know.
It's blowing like crazy right here, right now.
Is it really? Gosh, that is unreal. And well, you better get down here, get on a boat, and go catch some bluefin.
Sounds like it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Appreciate all right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming where text and phone calls are lined up. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect center for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Swordfish season is on, and now's the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaborg, with its mega torque motor, has the power to bring in that giant swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing. Phones have been packed all morning long. Little window if you want to get through. We had one drop off during the break.
JP's been a busy guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Give us a call at 213-432-1090 or keep those texts rolling on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, you have a great text, right?
I thought so, yeah, for sure. He says, good morning, fellas. Captain Andy, I've done overnight trips before, and I'm ready for my 8-day trip, do I need to work my way up to this level of trip? And also, could you give me a quick idea of the type of gear that I'm going to need to pack? That's Ralph and Menifee. So, done plenty of overnights before, but never done a multi-day, like an 8-day trip.
Okay, well, the 8-day trip, as I mentioned earlier, the apex, the entire reason that 90% of the people go on an 8-day trip is for the Wahoo. So, I would focus, if you're going on an 8-day trip on Red Rooster, focus on Wahoo. The other fishing that we do is really something that you've done on an overnight trip or a 2 or a 3 day trip. It's that school sized tuna, probably even caught bigger tuna, you know, up here fishing bluefin than you would down on the ridge. Most of the fish on the ridge is anywhere from 18 to 35 pounds. It's just a little different fishing. It's all fishing on the anchor. But the thing that you probably want to focus your efforts on, and you have that gear for that tuna. It's 30, 40-pound test, a nice little reel, a nice 7-foot rod, easy to cast a sardine, that type of outfit, which is a bread-and-butter rod and reel, really. It works for a lot of multitask type things. But the other thing is the Wahoo thing. You know, I mentioned the Nomads. Those are a great jig. We have Jimmy's Bombs. I don't think he's making those anymore, but Rudy Vantine makes these Wahoo bombs now. And you can do a little research on one of your local threads there and kind of check out what other guys have bought as far as Wahoo gear goes. But it is a little specific. Some of it is specific. If you're,
do you have gear on the boat? Yeah, if somebody doesn't have it, you're going to set them up?
If you're unsure of what to get, I do carry the Nomads, and I do carry the Wahoo bombs on board, and then you can get them rigged up. I would say, really, don't sweat the terminal tackle too much. You know, just bring the base. Bring the base rods. You don't even really need to
get
them.
What about rods and reels? What if you don't have that? Do you have
something? I do have specific rental rods for that particular thing. And thankfully, with the help of Jack and Gary with Accurate, it's all Accurate gear. We got the 600s, the 500s, and then...
And I know Jack was really good about diligently keeping the gear up, too.
Sending
it back for service
and
stuff
free.
Like that.
We send it back for free, and they service it for free.
Yeah, you're kind of the base boat for them.
So, it's no skin off our back, you know. We just send it up there, and they get what they need out of it.
Yeah.
So, keep that in mind, too. If you need to rent a couple of outfits, it's not a big deal. We have that. So, I mean, that's kind of it. An 8-day trip is pretty popular.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Great time. Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for that text. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Mike in San Clemente is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show. A lot of drops in there, so we'll grab another one. How about Ben from Carlsbad? Ben, you still hanging there with us?
I'm here, Pete. I'm here, Rick. I'm here, Andy, Captain Andy. You hear me?
Yeah, good morning, there, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Captain Annie, I got a suggestion. You got to change your name of your trip to King Neptune's Ocean Magic Trip to, of Experiences. It sounds amazing. But my question was, what's the most craziest fish you've seen down there in your area of Mag Bay?
Okay, well, hold on a second. What was it now? King what?
Ocean Magic Kingdom.
No, you know, so far, are you talking about Mag Bay or are you talking about generally? Generally, one of the most interesting things that we did see in Mag Bay, believe it or not, was a bald eagle.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bald eagle.
Regulation.
No way.
And it was a big one, too.
Wow.
Probably stood 3.5-4 feet tall.
Well, he's lost.
Right on that dune that I was telling you about.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And another thing that's really cool about down there that I forgot to mention is all the osprey. They have osprey nests everywhere. So they got these seahawks, but that bald eagle. And then I did a little research, and I guess they haven't documented any down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never heard of that. Like, that's just not their zone.
Yeah, I think one of the guys...
They have big wings. They can fly.
They do have big wings.
Yeah.
And they do fly. So, that was kind of a dazzling thing for me to see, but...
That's cool.
You know, what was also dazzling was the rocket that Elon Musk put up a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, we were down there. I'm like, oh, it's the end. Here we go.
Well, the sky's so dark, right? You just see stuff.
It looks so close. Justin on the Excel and I were within 40 miles of each other, and I text him, and I go, I think this is it. This is it. I think they're close enough. We're going to have an abduction.
North Korea sent it.
Great mission with you, buddy. You know?
It looked more like a spaceship than a rocket. It looked like we were going to have an abduction.
Really? Wow, that's pretty cool.
They're going to pick us off first.
The ocean's amazing.
Classic.
Place. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I got a great text here from John in Huntington Beach. Hey, let's talk hookup. I'd like to ask Andy, what's on the menu? What's the menu like on the couple's trip to Mag Bay? Is it typical long-range delicious or something even more special?
It is based off of our regular menu. He bases, you know, when we have multiple trips like this, he'll do it on a 16-day run. You know, get everything that we need for 16 days. It's going to be very typical. I would say the extras are the option to have the fresh local shrimp, the fresh local chocolate clams.
Oh, so good.
You know, and those will be out for appetizers. And we always have that pokey and ceviche.
Yeah.
Oh, Fernando makes that ceviche. It is phenomenal,
that
man.
That stuff is legendary.
So, yeah, it is, but it's definitely a little more tablecloth-y, I would say.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, because we
do. A little more upscale.
We do tablecloth-y.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it is a little more Gucci, but it's a very similar.
To the couples and stuff.
Yeah.
I dig, man.
Yeah. Lanterns, candlelight.
Oh,
you know,
man.
We've got these little lanterns. You put it.
You don't have to worry about stuff rolling off because you're not in the ocean.
Because the boat never moves.
It never moves.
No?
Yeah.
I mean, it moves. It just doesn't rock.
It doesn't rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So to
cool.
answer your question, it's very similar. Definitely fancier, but spectacular as all the long range trips.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Good text. Thanks a lot for that.
All right. Hey, we're going to try again from Mike in San Clemente on the line. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, great show, you guys. Really good show. I've been going down to Lopez for over 20-something years. That place is incredible. I remember one time we were there and 50 casts. We had 50 fish, a friend of mine and I, and we couldn't even name half the fish. We didn't even know what they were. So I love Lopez. Yeah, it's great. We always go down with Bob and Diana Hoyt. They have a little place out there, Mag Bay Outfitters. They treat people great. We just have a great time down there.
You know, Phil, it's you just like that because that's where I tour up to his little hotel. We go into Lopez Mateo, and I'll take a group up there and go to the hotel. Everybody has cocktails, and we'll go through the town and then back off onto something else. So Bob does do some business with Bob and Diana.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, it was a great show, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate that.
All right. And another great text. Great show, guys. Andy, you're killing it. Do you guys ever run day and a half or 2 day trips to fill in holes in the schedule? Also, could you give us a rundown on what the fish care program is like on Red Rooster 3? Have a great Thanksgiving. That's from Corey in Escondido.
Hey, good morning, Corey. Sometimes we do do some fill-in trips there. It's usually when we've got some extra time. I think we did a few last year. We got back from Oregon. We do our maintenance in Oregon primarily when we have big projects. So we may have some day and a half this year. And the fish care, you know, we started doing something a little bit different. Instead of putting the fish in a full well of water, and there's been all kinds of arguments about whether this is better or not, but we had so much problem with the fish movement, regardless of the bins. The bins are basically partitions that go inside the well to keep the fish from moving around. But we had so much problem with that, so we just now use way less water so that the fish don't move that much. And from all the processors, we've had a great turnout and on the different way that we're doing the fish now. So I'm pretty happy with it. You know, they come out beautiful. They look nice. And from what the processors have told me, it's been a huge, huge change. And we were due for a change. I don't like them coming out with the frayed out tails and the blown out nose. And
yeah, you get into some weather.
Into some weather. That was it. I mean, we go a long ways and then you're coming up and you're rolling around and the fish take the hit. You know, it's not like going out for 2 days and coming back. You know, it's, you got to take them down and bring them back up. So we learned that this year, and I don't know if some of the other guys are doing it, but we found that our consistency is far better than
it was. So you're still spraying the cold water on them. It's just you're just spraying the cold water directly on them rather than having a well full of water.
Correct.
Okay.
And the water
makes total sense.
Yeah, the water is up. I mean, it's not.
It's not empty.
They're refrigerated salt water.
They're in the cold water. The well's just not all the way full. And then even when the well is full of fish, which is a great thing, the water's still not all the way to the top, so the fish aren't floating. You know, they're sitting
stacked
there, but they get full coverage. That's the thing is that years ago we were worried about getting hot spots, especially albacore days where you'd get a stop for 400. But we don't catch the fish that fast anymore.
Yeah,
you know, you just don't. So you don't have that fear of. Well, there's always a fear of hot spots, but we have not come across that yet where you get hot spots in a spray.
Sure. What's a hot spot?
Well, it'd be like if you've got a spray brine and you throw down 200 fish all of a sudden, the ones on the bottom aren't going to get the spray.
Mm-hmm.
So then it has or the ones in the middle between the bottom and the top aren't going to get the spray. So you'd have a warm spot. And this used to be years ago when we would.
When you had spray brine.
Spray brine only, and we would throw down quickly.
Yeah.
You know, albacore days call it, where you get these massive stops. So, for as of right now, this is fine because we're slowly putting the fish down rather than. And then when we're fishing tuna up here and you got the gill and gut, which makes it even slower, you know, but,
Yeah, but it makes a difference in the quality of the fish.
For the travel. For the travel, absolutely.
Sure. Makes total sense.
Yeah. Here's a great text. Andy Cates is the funnest captain to fish with or to work for. Great leadership and great guy. And that's from Spike.
Oh, Spiker. Hey, good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
All right. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Kevin? He's called us from Pacific Beach. What's up, Kevin? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Just a reflection, I've always fished on boats. I've been on the New Loan many times and all the other boats right down there at the landing, even six packs like Majestic and stuff. Just grew up fishing. You guys, I know Rick and Pete know me, but I fell upon a blue hoodie back in the old days. I can't even recall how long ago it was. It must have been 30-something years ago. But it's a blue hoodie with a zipper, and it has a New Loan on it, and it has Andy Gates' name embroidered in it. Would you, being local, donated clothes like that? And I got my hands on it. I probably have to find it in my closet somewhere, in my fishing room. I've always stayed away from that.
You took my hoodie.
Hey, man. There's
been a lot of songs written about you over the years.
Hey, my hoodie.
That's funny. That's cool, Kevin.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I had a text come through. This one, a question for Andy. Have you seen for yourself that new flake ice technology being used successfully in Alaska? Do you have any thoughts that this could be a way that we store fish in the future? That's from Devo in San Clemente.
Well, I think it's a great idea. It's just a lot of transportation, you know, getting ice from a machine, getting it down into a well, stacking, pulling. I think that it's a lot more fish handling than what we're in the business for. You know, we're not exactly commercial processors. Yeah. We're sport fishing.
Yeah.
You know,
but so, like a lot of the big yachts now, they have machines that make flake ice and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you can pack in some fish.
Yeah, but, some fish.
You know, when you got to pack in 600, 700, 800 pieces,
yeah,
things change
it's a
rapidly.
Different deal.
But yeah, as a matter of fact, I was just over at a buddy of mine's boat and they had a new ice machine.
That, like, flake
but
ice.
But the fish hold was as big as your filing cabinet,
right.
You know? I mean,
right.
It wasn't a whole lot there.
Yeah.
So.
How big is your fish hold on the Red Rooster 3?
Well, there's three of them, and they're all, you know, 6-7 ton fish holds.
Wow.
So you got a lot more. And those aren't even considered big. Some of the other boats have ones that are twice the size
yeah.
of that, you know. So you'd be surprised if you went down and you looked at the refrigeration, the compressors, and the lines, and what you have to operate these, you'd go, oh. It's going to take a lot of ice.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of ice. It's a great idea. It's a great concept for something that,
not huge volumes.
Huge volume, yeah.
Yeah, but you're right though. When you're in cold Alaska waters, taking cold fish and putting them into cold areas, ice lasts a lot longer. Like
yeah.
you start talking about 80-degree water in Wahoos, that ice doesn't last the same.
It'll deteriorate quickly. Then you're sloshing.
Right.
Yeah. Then you got slow cook.
Yeah. Not what you want.
Nobody likes slow cook.
No, Wahoo's in the sous vide right now.
Yeah.
No one likes the slow rot.
We don't want that at all.
No, not good.
All right.
Hey, well, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to our buddy Doug. Doug Thomas from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was wondering for the captain, when you first learned how to drive a boat, what was the hard part for you and how to learn?
To learn how to drive a boat?
I think that's the hardest part of the process.
Maybe I didn't understand the question properly. Can you say it again?
Is it hard to learn to drive the boats like you guys do?
It is super intimidating because you've got this multi-million-dollar thing, and it's super intimidating on one of the sport boats. It's intimidating on any of these big yachts.
Right.
And unfortunately, there's really no other way to learn how to do it except for to have somebody that has done it be on the boat with you and show you how to do it until you get comfortable. It is all hands-on training. There is no way that you can go to a simulator and figure out how to do that.
And the Rooster has three engines, right?
It has three engines, but they have three or two, you're only using the outboards.
You only use the outboards, yeah. I can tell you this, you know, like going from a single outboard boat to my 36-foot twin-screw boat, it took some time to kind of learn how to use it and stuff like that, but it ends up really easier, right?
It does get easy. I mean, you feel more comfortable parking that boat than you do back in your car into a
spot.
For
sure, yeah. I can park that thing easier than I can that 18-foot Parker, I can tell you that. it's true.
I can park that Red Rooster better than I can parallel park my truck.
You get the feel, right?
You get in there that Costco parking lot, and
you're in trouble.
You're freaking out with anxiety. I just go from into here. It's nothing. I can do it blindfolded.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
hey, real quick one here from Amanda in Chula Vista. She says, good morning. My husband's probably listening in the garage. What would be a good setup for him to get me for a Christmas present? He fishes local yellowtail and tuna. What do you think, Ricky? What would you recommend?
Getting it for her?
No, for him. Yeah.
She's getting a Christmas gift. A seven to 8 foot, 25-pound rod and I think if I was going to pick one out, would be like a Calstar 6480 and a Torium 20.
You can catch
absolutely anything everywhere.
Right.
It's local. You could fish three-quarter day, day and a half.
25, 30, whatever.
50, 65-pound Spectra and a 25 to 40-pound top shot.
There you go.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand-new pair of Costas. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics. and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Okay, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's time to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. Andy's going to do us the honor of flipping the coin
to find out who is
our big winner here.
Who is it, the texter or the caller?
Okay, we have a texter. So congratulations, Kurt in Vista. You've got yourself a brand new pair of Costas, $300 gift certificate. Again, good for anything.
Wow.
You can get multiple pairs. You can buy a killer pair and then spend the extra on shirts and swag from Costa. Whatever you want, it's coming your way.
Coming your way. And Andy, such a fun show.
Great.
Will you come back soon, I hope?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's get back to it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, if somebody wants to come on a trip on the Red Rooster, but especially these great trips to the Riviera cruise trip to Mag Bay, how do we get a hold of you guys?
Okay, so I did have some questions about 15-day trips, too, and that would also be the same contact at the office. You can call Maria at 619-224-3857. If you're at home right now and you're like, oh, what about this cruise thing? Type in Google
RedRooster3Cruise.com.
Yeah, and if you type in Riviera Cruise.
Is that the number three?
Yeah,
RedRooster3Cruise.com.
And if you type in Riviera Cruise Whale Watching, that'll come up Red Rooster, too.
Red Rooster. So it's a four-day trip, and they're in February, three of them, and it's $1,800, all-inclusive except for your flight to La Paz.
Yep, that's it.
And that sounds unbelievable.
No, it's a fantastic
trip. I can't believe there's still spots available.
Well, that's why I'm a little floored, too, because last year we did it, and it was spectacular.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, this is a no-brainer. And I think it's just doing what I'm doing right now.
Right.
People forget, and they're like, oh, what are we going to do in February? Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah, it can be in the sunshine and the beautiful Sea of Cortez, petting whales.
Yeah, here
catching,
you go.
Fish and, I mean, having a great beach party.
It's an outdoor experience with a mix of elegance.
For sure. On a luxurious long-range boat. Yeah.
You are yachting.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great, Andy. Hey, appreciate that very much. Call you, call the girls in the office. Check out the website. Appreciate you very much. And appreciate you out there. Thanks for all the texts. Thanks for all the calls. And thank you for being here. Hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Thanks to JP for manning the phones today. They were pretty darn busy. And, of course, Adam for manning the app. Sure appreciate all that he does. We will be back next Saturday. Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty will be here. And then next Sunday, Captain Todd Manser from the Boardroom and Dana Point. That's going to be a fun couple of days here on Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday and Sunday. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.